This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Winter Wheat Forum will be held next Tuesday on February 16th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Mount Vernon. Registration is from 8 to 9 a.m. with the forum beginning at 9. Speakers will present on a variety of topics, including managing cash flows with low commodity prices, weather and marketing, the Illinois legislative and political landscape, fungicide application, and wheat characteristic that millers are looking for. All registration is on-site, and the cost to attend is $15 for Wheat Association members and $30 for non-members. For more information, you can contact Diane Handley at 309-557-3662. The House Agriculture Committee meeting that's been rescheduled for today is going to focus on some very important issues for agriculture. I talked with Chuck Spencer of GrowMark, and he said the primary focus of the meeting will be WOTUS and crop protectant products. The guest of the meeting will be U.S. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy.
There's going to be, as you pointed out, important topics for agriculture in front of the Agriculture Committee, and the guest will be U.S. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy. And the U.S. EPA, of course, and their programming impacts agriculture in a number of ways. And I think one of the more recent and well-known issues in front of all of us and the U.S. EPA is their proposed regulation for governing waters of the United States and how that impacts landowners and landowners' ability to make decisions on what they do with their land. When the EPA and their regulatory authority under this proposed rule is seen by many as an overreach of their authority on what they can and should be doing with private property, it also has impacts to the application of crop protective products. So if we're battling an insect infestation or trying to control weeds, the Waters of the United States ruling could begin impacting us in a way that we weren't previously familiar with, because there's a number of regulations that protect water. The application of pesticides to water is vigorously regulated, but yet now we have a proposal and a rule from the U.S. EPA that could confuse some of those well-established principles of prior laws that are in place. And so I think there's going to be a little bit of questioning of Administrator McCarthy about those provisions that will be impacting agriculture.
Of course, we heard in the news the president vetoed the rule to be rewritten, so now we're going to be having this meeting. Do you think that agriculture is going to be able to explain our concerns, and do you think we're going to be able to see something come out of this?
I think that there is the great opportunity for something good to come from these discussions. One is, it's increasingly important to reach out and try to resolve differences best we can and understand positions. If that's not possible, as you pointed out, we did have a bipartisan support in the House and Senate of revoking. Congress said we would like for the EPA to revoke the Waters of the United States rule. It was vetoed by the president. So that would leave us into this hearing. The hearing and how the questions are answered will provide what I would think would be some very clear understanding of what the EPA is trying to attempt to do, and then the potential to defund certain areas in appropriations bills. Would Congress be willing to fund the activities of EPA if they're going to enforce a rule that Congress said, out of 535 members combined between the House and Senate, in a majority, said the EPA should remove? Why would they fund those provisions of EPA? And I think that it'll be very important to see what the answers are, to listen very intently to Administrator McCarthy and what she feels the agency is attempting to accomplish, and then members of Congress, how that will match up with those in the district.
The other thing you had mentioned at this hearing, we'll be discussing the oversight of pesticide use. Is that something that farmers need to be concerned with? Do we see more regulations coming, or thoughts there?
Oh, absolutely. And we're watching some reviews from the U.S. EPA, and the way they issue their regulations a change from a very traditional format. There's actually a provision called the Administrative Procedures Act that very clearly sets forth a pattern of how agencies should propose regulations, enforce regulations. And what we're noticing is that there is a reviews of products, then there's letters that are being sent to companies that may change a tolerance of a product that would be protecting crops or fighting insects. As you know, both of those types of products, those that control insect populations and products that control weed populations, are very important to agriculture industry and actually to everyone in their daily lives. What's equally important is that we have a very rigorous scientific review process, and we do have that. It's been in place for decades, and the science keeps advancing. The regulations keep advancing. That's harmonious and something where we have consistency, predictability, and transparency. But when we have individual letters that are written for individual products on tolerances or utilization of a study that has not been peer-reviewed nor even accepted through the own agency's review process, that brings a tremendous amount of concern to agriculture, because now we're starting to see decisions that seem to be made outside of what we would consider the normal process of scientific review and regulatory formation.
Chuck Spencer, Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark. Before becoming a national champion with the Broncos over the weekend and before his professional career in football, Broncos linebacker Von Miller majored in poultry science at Texas A&M University. Now, Miller farms his backyard operation with a small chicken coop along with roughly 3,000 square feet of backyard space and 40 to 50 chickens, represents his humble beginnings as a farmer. The story was originally reported by Yahoo Sports last year and started circulating the internet again this week following the Broncos' Super Bowl win over the Panthers. Miller said he dreams of retiring to be a chicken farmer, but on a much larger scale. Following his career, Miller says he wants to expand when he's done playing football, adding he'd like to build relationships with chicken farmers across the world. Perhaps farming is a sign of success for professional athletes as of late. Wade Davis, relief pitcher for the World Series-winning Kansas City Royals, calls a New York farm home during the offseason. His wife told the Kansas City Star last year that all Davis wants to do is hunt, farm, and play baseball. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.